The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are getting your skulls crushed by the pile driver of John Orlando with his PBD cast in your face.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 391. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD Cast. Well, this weekend marks the annual presentation of a huge premium live event or pay-per-view, whatever you want to call them, from the WWE, and of course, I'm referring to SummerSlam. It emanates this Saturday night from Detroit, Michigan at Ford Field, and there is a ton of great matches on tap for that event. Of course, when it comes to one of these big events, I have to have the pro wrestling pundits come on, Ringside Rand and DJ Joy Blaze, to express their thoughts, their opinions, or predictions on what might go down. And so, as many of you know, these episodes tend to go a little bit longer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to thank a great sponsor, and then we're going to get right to the conversation. So with that, I want to thank, of course, World's Greatest Comics. They are the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. And they're a fabulous sponsor of this great podcast. And let me just run it down for you. They've got single issues, they've got graphic novels, they've got toys, they've got collectibles, they got hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. I mean, again, they are a five-star comic book store. So if you're in Central Ohio, stop by. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you could check them out online. WGComics.com is the web address. And they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Rand, and yours truly talk about SummerSlam. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down here with DJ Joey Blaze. How are you, DJ?
I'm doing fantastic. I got to give a shout out to a couple card breakers really quick.
Go ahead.
To Desti, my bestie, with Black Tie Breaks, because our good friend Grumman always talks about how I mention him every time, so I want to give him a shout out. And a shout out to Breaker Mayfield, my favorite wrestling card breaker, who has interest in maybe coming on here. So I want to give them a shout out, but I am doing well myself and Remix Collectibles on whatnot.com. We're awesome.
Okay. And of course, Ringside Rand, how are you?
If I'm doing any better, I'd have to sell franchises.
Wow. Okay. Amazing.
That just made this Freedom Ice taste so much better.
I'm in danger of a spit take if you're pointed this direction.
By the way, Freedom Ice is not a sponsor of the PBD cast. It is just what Joey brought with him to drink.
That's Vanilla Ice when he's patriotic. Freedom Ice.
You know what? It's him in a mask, red, white, and blue mask.
Like Mr. America.
Like Mr. America. There
right.
You go.
That's Freedom Ice.
Did they ever figure out who that was?
I have always often wondered. I've often wondered.
Yeah,
what an insult.
Whatever happened to that El Generico guy, too? I mean, he
just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
A little bit, didn't he? Yeah. I don't know. All right, before we get into talking about SummerSlam, let's talk a little bit about the news that dropped yesterday, and we're
recording this here on a Thursday, so it dropped on Wednesday, that apparently in July, the feds had issued a search warrant for Vince McMahon's home. This is part of the ongoing investigation in which the theory is that they're looking over this supposed $3 million payout to a individual that was having an affair with Vince McMahon. So, thoughts, Joey?
Is this hush money?
Well, I mean, is this the end of Vince? Is this finally what they get him on? Because he's been Teflon for quite a while.
I mean, if it is, does it really matter at this point as his age?
Well, he did have back surgery recently, by the way. I found that to be a little bit coincidental.
Well, when you're a genetic jackhammer, sometimes you need to go in for a tune-up and you can break down.
Is that genetic jackhammer or generic jackhammer?
It's probably a little generic at this point, yeah. I just don't think it's a big deal. I know that's terrible. I know it. If it's something that happened years ago, like, there should be, like, some sort of statute of limitations. I know that's such a bad thing to say, but, you know, it's in the past. Let's just move forward with stuff. We always focus on all this type of stuff. Let's focus on the good. Let's focus on the future. And he ain't going to be with us too much longer. He paid somebody off for something like that. That type of stuff happened back then. Now it's not acceptable, so we need to worry about the now. That's just me.
What were they looking to find? Were they looking to find a canceled check with sexual blackmail down in the memo line?
Like Jerry Springer.
Isn't that how you sign all your blackmail checks? For blackmail.
No.
You pay in cash in a brown paper bag. He leaves them in the city park in the trash can.
I have a pseudonym. I use the name Gymnasium.
Gymnasium. Oh, okay.
What's crazy about mine is my pseudonym is Samuel Longhorn Clements. That's some irony right there.
I cannot wait till I check out Instagram and go to that, some of those wrestling jobber accounts where they will have Gymnasium on there.
Or Ethan Rogue.
How about calling the cops?
Oh, that's very nice.
All right, we're way off track, but nonetheless, Rand, anything else, any other further thoughts on Vinnie Mac?
We know he's not a saint. He's not an altar boy. If anybody in our country deserves to have written their autobiography, it would be volumes 1 to 10 of Vince McMahon.
Oh, geez.
You want my further thoughts?
Sure, go ahead.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, again,
I don't.
The man.
It's expected, like, stuff. That dude's closet, he has skeletons stacked on top of each other. We know that. I don't care what skeletons he has. I care what's on TV, and I care what he's done for me since I started watching wrestling in 1985.
Okay.
That's what I care about. I don't give two shits with that. Just like I didn't care about Bill Clinton. He wanted to get his you know what. You know, that's fine. He did it. People laid a lot of money during when he was in, you know, what he did behind closed. I don't care.
Okay.
They do their job. I don't care. We worry about people's business too much, other people's business. We don't worry about our own.
Okay. I think that's a perfect segue from that comment going right on into...
And I hate the Young Bucks.
Okay, that was very random, but thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate...
Me too.
...your candor. All right, well, let's get into talking about the matches that we know as of right now. As I stated, we are recording on Thursday, so there is still the go-home SmackDown that'll be coming tomorrow. So if there are any added matches, we will discuss those in the recap. But right now we have 8 matches slated for SummerSlam. One match that was removed from the card was, of course, Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch. The powers that be thought that they wanted to have a little more time for that match, so they decided to move it to August 14th when they're in Winnipeg for Raw.
Winnipeg, so, Manitoba, Canada.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that. But let's start off with a match that's got lots of question marks about it. The Slim Jim SummerSlam.
Snip into it, yeah.
Battle Royal.
Ooh, yeah. Freak you.
So, gentlemen, as of right now, we know that Chad Gable, Otis, Nakamura, Ciampa, Sheamus, and LA Knight are all in the Battle Royal. So first of all, what do we think about having this battle royal on the show? And secondly, who is coming out victorious?
Are they finally going to throw LA Knight the bone that fans have been wanting for all this time? Is he finally going to get the marquee, so to speak, win?
I don't know. I feel this way. I feel like there's a 50-50 shot now, which is better than a few months ago. A few months ago, if you had said, hey, what's the percentage, John, do you think that LA Knight's actually going to hit that top tier? I would have said 15% at best. Now I say it's a 50-50 shot. I know that's not great. I know that's not what the fans want to hear, but I think he's got a shot to do it. I think he does win the Battle Royal. That's my prediction. All right. And I think we're going to start to see that push go. Joey is looking despondent with that statement that I just
made.
You've
been in enough locker room / creative meeting for indie wrestling shows.
Mm-hmm.
What does a battle royal mean when you want to have a battle royal, when you just throw a battle royal together?
I can tell you right now, it's not a popular match with the talent.
I think it's kind of a lack of creativity.
Well, are you saying lazy booking?
Exactly. And okay. I think that's what this is. I get it, but like, you have guys in here that should have matches. There should be something for them. They should be catered to in some way, shape, or form. I think at the end of the match, though, you will hear everybody saying L.A. Knight as the winner, so I agree. But he deserves something more creative. Maybe it does lead to something more creative. I just don't feel that. I feel like there should be a point. There's not even like a number one contenders attached to this, if I'm correct, right?
No, there's no stipulation.
So you get dehydrated meat snacks? Is that sticks? Is that what you get? Like a belt made of Slim Jims or some shit?
Maybe Slim Jims will rain down from the ceiling.
What they should have done is put Slim Jims, like a ladder match. Slim Jims on a pole.
There you go.
In a coal miner's glove. But, I don't like a generic battle royal on a pay-per-view or a premium live event.
Agreed. Same here.
Any chance this is on the pre-show?
That's a very good question. Possibility?
Now, what would be cool if it was pre-show, follow me, and then we lead to one of the secondary title matches and the secondary person cannot perform, they throw in LA Knight because he won the battle royal, and I think that would be a good play.
So you
and that
mean,
way it makes more sense.
So you mean something like they announce, like, okay, Gunther and Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre all of a sudden was attacked backstage, and then they put LA Knight in? Is that the type of angle that you're thinking of?
If you put him over Gunther, that's huge.
Right.
But I see something like that where he would be nice if he did go over somehow, or due to travel issues. I think that makes Drew McIntyre look better than getting injured. I don't see beating up Drew McIntyre and taking him out with travel issues or something like that. Or who is the U.S. champ again?
Theory.
That's right.
And he's not on this show.
Right. So I think if there was a way that you could incorporate that somehow too, I think that would be better. Because I think you can keep Gunther losing to L.A. Knight, but L.A. Knight beating Theory and they still both look strong.
Yeah, that would be the way to go.
Because it just... I'm sorry, let's put a dollar in the jar. If you just look at it, it just doesn't make sense for that to happen that way. So, or maybe he gets a shot on SmackDown. Maybe they say that after the fact, something happened. I don't know. But I think it should lead to something more.
Look, the guy is tearing it up in merchandise sales, and that's always been one of the barometers that WWE use.
We just looked at that. He just surpassed Roman Reigns. He's number one.
Oh, is he now? Okay.
Yeah,
he's number one. Okay.
Yeah, he just passed him. That's mind-boggling to me compared to where he was at 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Six, 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like you talked about that 15%. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Rand, who do you think wins the battle royal?
Same here.
LA?
Yeah.
Knight. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. LA Knight. Yeah. All right, let's move on up the card here. Let's go to the MMA rules match. Shayna Baszler versus Ronda Rousey. Rand, what do you think about this
match?
Well,
I keep thinking Ronda's on her way out, and she's going to gift.
Thinking? Rand, she's been pretty damn vocal about she's on her way out, but I digress. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I've been thinking about that for a while, and I think she puts Shayna Baszler over. I think Shayna wins this.
It's funny that you say that it's been like that, and she has been vocal about it. But as I don't know, maybe there's a chance that this is like that she just that she wins it and she goes out that way. But I think this is going to be like a sleeper match. I know that's weird to hear, and I know we all know that Ronda's not the best wrestler, but as close as they are, I feel like this is going to be something to get Baszler to the next level if she goes over. So not only is Baszler going to go over, I think it's going to be the sleeper match on the card that's going to make people sit back and go, whoa. I don't want to eat my words. I might, but I think it has the possibilities of being that match.
Joey, I agree with you. I think this could be match of the night, and here's the way you work around the shortcomings of Ronda Rousey. Let them go out there and work incredibly snug. And that would make this an amazing match that would... I'm interested in this match. To me, this is the one that I'm watching going, this could be something special if it's done right. So I also think Shayna Baszler wins.
Is this going to be in the ring or is this going to be in a cage?
I think it's going to be in a ring. I don't think they're bringing like the Ken Shamrock's pit, if you will.
So with the other thing too, just to kind of back up off of that, is like what gets some of the bigger pops lately? Not the 100 super kicks, not the crazy cutter. We were just talking about the veteran, that chop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love to see the big guys just take that time and chop. And I think we're going to kind of get the female equivalent of that mm-hmm. with this match.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a kind of a good comparison, in my opinion.
Rand, who do you think goes over?
I'm going with Miss Baszler.
She is a craft beer aficionado. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
She enjoys a good craft beer.
Really? Yeah. Huh. Okay. All right, let's move on down the card here. Let's talk about for the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther, the champion, will defend against Drew McIntyre. Gentlemen, I'm going to go first with my thoughts. I'm bored with this match. I'm not looking forward to the match. I don't care about Drew McIntyre. I'm sorry. The bloom is off the rose for me. He was gone, and I did not miss him one iota. So he's back. Yeah, I'm not interested in this match at all. But with that, I still think they keep the title on Gunther. I think he goes over.
So the one thing that's I think it's impressive, the IC title run. Let's first talk about that. It's impressive. I think if anybody, I know it deserves, but to make them look awesome, it's Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
But my gripe is what was the Intercontinental title originally created for?
The best worker in the company.
That plus when you run the two crews, the IC title would main event one mm-hmm. show, and then the world title would create the other, and then you would see changes in it. That's where, because Hogan held the title forever, but you would see changes in the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Triple H has a hard on and just keeping titles on people. The IC title, I think there's a way that you could make Gunther lose it and still look strong. I hate seeing him and Roman both just carrying a title forever. I think we need to go back and kind of do that to build more characters. I think you've used it to build Gunther already. Now let's get it off of him and let's build something else. I don't see Drew. I think it's a step down if Drew wins the IC title too, in my opinion, if that makes any sense as well.
No, that makes very valid sense. He's been a champ. He's been a world champion.
He is a champ. So, but I think this is going to be a decent match because the three-way with him and Sheamus and Gunther was just amazing. They beat the shit out of each other. So just like we talked about Shayna and Ronda, I think this match could have the same effect. I don't want to see any outside interference, though, from his two idiots or from Riddle. If they keep this a regular match, it'd be decent, but I still see Gunther winning.
Tell you what's really impressed me the most about Gunther is the physical transformation in him in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You go back 3 or 4 years, yeah, and he was Keith Lee.
But
he made the effort, and he's gotten a reward.
And he still looks intimidating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wild thing. Like, he's lost all that weight, but he hasn't lost the intimidation.
Right. Factor.
And he's maintained the, I guess you could say, he's still toned. He's still fit, right, if you will. And that's the difference between just dropping weight and then looking, you know, terrible, and dropping weight but still looking impressive physique-wise.
I hope we don't get more people involved in this match. If it stays one-on-one, I like Gunther. Any chance like Sheamus or the bruising brutes or whatever they are come get involved?
I think they've distanced themselves from them.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think you're going to see Butch and Ridge probably in the Battle Royal.
And I don't. If Drug Emporium gets involved, remember that store?
I remember.
Hey,
that
have
store.
You heard about the Drug Emporium? They got savings so large, you need a shopping cart. Are they a sponsor? Can they become a sponsor?
Is the name still available to buy?
Ooh.
Anyways, I
don't even know where you're going with this
comment. If Imperium gets involved, you'll see Riddle. Okay. I just don't want to see any of that.
Okay, gotcha. I was wondering where we were going with Drug Emporium.
Used to be a store here in town.
Oh, I know. I remember. Sure. I remember Drug Emporium.
Far More or Drug Emporium, which would you prefer?
Well, you get Far More when you get Far More.
Right. Let's move on and let's talk about Ricochet versus Logan Paul.
I think this could be the most entertaining match of the night.
I don't think there's a think. I think it will be, but I don't think there's the may or could be factor with this like there was with Ronda and Baszler. I think, I'm good.
I think this is a huge step for Ricochet, that they're giving him a marquee.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves. Why hasn't he gotten bigger?
Probably because some certain people like the bigger guys. And I'm like you. This is a great step forward. Even if he takes the L, he's still going to look strong in this match.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great showcase for him. And I knowing what I do know about him and how he's come up and this, that, and the other, this could be a very meaningful match for him to get him to that next level. But so I'm like you. I'm watching Raw, and Logan Paul every time continues to impress me. They go back to do the random interview segment, and I feel like he's been doing this for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, he has.
Well,
but he's now doing it in wrestling.
And some of these shitbags, you can't even get him. I will beat you tonight. Like, come on, dude. You have Jack Perry on Dynamite that can't put a full sentence together, and he's getting a push like that, and he's been doing this for a while. Then you have Logan Paul, like, and I think that's kind of like the difference when you look at the two companies. I'm sorry I'm taking the scenic route here, but it's Logan Paul is such a star, and people, people boo him and shit on him and this, that, and the other, but man, WWE has found lightning in a bottle with every angle with him, I feel.
But with that, I feel that Logan Paul has to go over because if he doesn't, then he's going to lose some of that polish. He's going to lose some of that shine.
And
he's got to go over. I agree with you that this is a step up for Ricochet. I totally do that. But Ricochet's still stuck in the mid card. Logan Paul's a main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not already, he's soon to be.
But that's what I'm saying. I think Ricochet can eat the L and still look strong.
Agreed. Oh, yeah. Agreed. So we're all in agreement Logan Paul goes over?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Do you miss Braun Strowman at all?
No, I don't.
I hate that I don't. And I only bring that up because Ricochet was tagging with him, right?
Correct.
And that kept him down. I thought I would miss him. I was happy that he came back, but he squandered. I hope they do something when he comes back. That's the only reason I brought it up. But that's what I just like seeing Ricochet in this spotlight. And I'm pretty excited for what this could do for
Look, him. I Ricochet could be... And I hate to make this comparison, but I'm going to. He could be Coco Beware today. Because Coco Beware did not have the best win-loss record, but he was over with the fans. Kids liked him.
He made money.
He made money. That's right. And Ricochet is the 2023's Coco Beware.
Could he be the next Daniel Bryan?
I don't know if I could see Ricochet being the main.
I don't see him getting the fan base behind him that much.
I agree as well.
I think it's a charisma thing.
Right. I mean, he's decent on the mic.
I'm not saying
he's decent.
But Bryan Danielson was way better than
way
better than he gets credit for, too.
Correct.
So
absolutely. Let's move on to the next match, which is the Tribal Combat match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship and recognition of Tribal Chief. And that is, of course, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso.
I don't know. Let me put it this way. I know they're not going to put the title on Jey Uso. There's no way on God's green earth that's going to happen. I don't care what part of the multiverse we're in. It's not going to happen, right? But I think there's a lot of intrigue as far as surprises that's going to happen with this match. And I think it's going to be a decent match because, you know, where we're going to see, are we going to see Solo turning? Are we going to see Rikishi come in and do something? Does this set up The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? The Rock has nothing going on because there's an actor's strike.
Mm-hmm. True.
Is there a way that they start the ball rolling with this here? So I still think Roman retains and Roman's going to be the tribal chief. And, you know, the Usos are still going to stay away. But I think there's so much intrigue with other things that can happen with this match.
A lot of people are saying, well, Roman Reigns isn't advertised for the next few PLEs, so he's dropping the title to Jay. And I think that those statements made by those people are ridiculous. Look, Roman Reigns, he's got the sweet contract. He can come and go as he wants and still be the champ. I mean, so that's what's happening, folks. Roman Reigns is going over. There's no two ways about it. But I agree, it's going to be interesting to see how they do it. Because here's my thing. Tribal Combat, it's just a no disqualification match. They should, look, they have the production budget. This is a fine example of we could have done some cinematic thing. You know what I mean? Like somewhere they meet, I don't know, in, you know, the
face paint, like
yeah.
There's like a fire going on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's a cave in the background and, you know, the whole nine yards. Yeah.
They could have done this remote. They could have had it in South Pacific.
Sure. They could have taped it a week
in
advance.
Well, you wouldn't have to do that, but you could have it here, and then Saba Simba could be the special guest referee.
I was thinking lots of other family members could show up.
Afa and Sika.
That's where the intrigue. Do we see...
What is their involvement?
Oh, what's her name? That just lost all the weight.
Nia Jax?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do we see her come back?
I don't know.
Does Tamina get involved?
I don't know. What about Zilla Fatu?
God bless you. And get good tissue.
He's the youngest son that just debuted like a couple weeks ago at some indie promotion.
Okay.
The Rock's daughter.
Yeah.
Who was signed to.
Right, who's in NXT. I forget what's her name.
Well, it was Ava Rain. Now it's just Ava.
Ava, okay. All right. Well, nonetheless, I think it's still going to, I agree, I think Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso is going to be a great match. I pick Roman Reigns to go over. What do you two say?
Like I said, Roman Reigns.
Rand?
I think Solo gets involved in our next match of Solo versus Jey, but not for the title because Roman keeps it.
Okay.
And yet, how many months has this story been going on? They just keep finding new twists, new turns. This has got to be 2 years.
But I think we're getting close to the end of the road. I hear
yeah,
Boys
I think they're
to
running
Men
out
singing.
Of scenarios.
Boys to Men?
Although we've come to the end of... Yeah, so...
Hey, real quickly, since you're the Funko aficionado,
yes.
They have make a Boys to Men Funko
yes.
set, correct? All four?
And they're on clearance. They're really easy to get, like, super cheap because nobody wants them.
Oh, that's unfortunately.
It is.
Yeah, man. Man.
They are the X-Pac of 90s R&B.
I don't even know what to say about that comment. Yeah. Well, anyways. Hey, you know what? I do know what to talk about, and that is, real quickly, gentlemen, my great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics. In fact, they have Funkos down there. I don't know if they have the Boys to Men Funkos, but I'm sure they have plenty of other DC, Marvel, and other Funkos for your liking. You know what? Joey's he's shaking his head. He's like, you know what? There's a way.
I was just there.
You were just there and there was no Funkos.
A couple weeks ago, they have two Iron Man pops.
Oh, man.
That's it.
They must be sold out of all the other ones.
Because of you talking about them.
That's probably
and
it.
And sending everybody there.
That's
there's
probably
been a frenzy
it.
To buy all
absolutely.
Of them.
But, hey, let's talk about what they absolutely, I know they have. You can back me up on this, Joey. They've got tons of single issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Graphic novels?
Yeah.
Back issues?
Yeah.
Toys?
Yeah.
Collectibles?
Don't yeah. you know?
And everybody's saying Marvel Legends series. They have all the Marvel Legends that you want. Great prices. I was there. I saw all them. They have Star Wars Black series. They have all the DC ones by McFarlane. Well, yeah, those are tight. Those are insane. So they have action figures galore. If they were a character in Bond instead of pussy galore, they would be action figures galore. They
okay.
Where is this place?
Well, Rand, I'm glad you asked. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But hey, if you're listening out of the Central Ohio area, well, you could still check out the store. They have a great website. It's wgcomics.com, and they're very active on the Facebook page, so just look for at WGComics.
Yeah!
All right, let's move on to our next match here. It is a triple threat. Asuka defending the WWE Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair.
I have very little interest in this.
Really?
Bianca's fallen off the world to me.
Okay.
I don't see the excitement. Charlotte's been gone so long. Is she getting any heat?
She's got me pretty hot and bothered. I saw some of her more recent pictures.
Well, hey now.
You know, I'm with Rand. Two words. Piss break. Okay. That is terrible that those, and I'm not
and
saying
quality
it to be,
workers.
Yeah, I'm not saying that to be funny or be, you know, like before I would love to see, you know, Charlotte, there's something different about the women's division lately. I don't know what it is.
I can tell you what it is. It's haphazard booking. That's exactly what it is. It's half-assed booking. You mean to tell me that Charlotte Flair waltzes back into the company and automatically gets a top spot? Like, I mean, I get it. I understand she's the face of the women's division. I get that. I understand the reality of it. But again, let's talk about this, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put a dollar in the jar. Let's talk about this logically. Shouldn't she have to start from the bottom and work her way back up?
I agree 100%. I don't feel like they built this the right way.
They haven't built this. And
that's
not,
why I said piss break.
They're not giving us what we want. We all want to see Asuka versus Io Sky.
100%.
We all want to see that. And so give us that, not this slop. Which I'll just throw it out there. I feel Asuka wins because she's going to pin one of the other two because they turn. I think Charlotte turns heel and attacks Bianca. And in the melee of that, Asuka wins somehow with a schoolboy or a roll-up or something. And that's it. And that's how that great match is going to end, with some miscellaneous heel turn that doesn't really matter.
How much is the women's division missing Sasha Banks, Bayley, as an active worker?
No, I agree.
Dakota Kai, she's out on injury. Is Candice LeRae even still known in the company, or she's... out still or what?
Candace Owens?
No.
No, Candace LeRae. Yeah. So, yeah, she's still there. Like, they have a lot of talent. I am more interested in the feud over the NXT women's title than I am about this. This is something that you would see for Mania, that they would brag it's a women's main event. But it's at SummerSlam, and I'm not interested. And it's because, and I love women's wrestling, it's because of the creativity and, like you said, the poor booking of it.
Or lack of creativity.
Yeah.
Do we get a Money in the Bank cash-in afterwards?
I don't know. That's a big question. I don't know.
I feel like they draw it out because I think that they're going to keep drawing it out so they can pull Bayley away from her. And I think that's going to be a feud over the women's title then.
I will say this, Rand. If Io cashes in then... Damian Priest is not cashing in later. I think they're not going to do like double cash-ins. So I think if that happens, if you see that happen, and I don't know where this match is going to fall on the card, if it's going to be early or late, if Io cashes in.
I think Damian's a hotter cash-in at SummerSlam than Io.
I tend to agree with you, yes. I tend to agree with you. But again, if that Io Sky cash-in, she loses, but that still leads to Asuka versus Io in rematches, I'm all for that. So, I pick Asuka. What do you gents pick in terms of who goes over?
I stay with Asuka.
Same.
Okay. We are all unanimous. We are pretty much unanimous on every single thing here, which we have not had that ever in this, these previews that we do.
We might, it might go different here shortly. We'll see.
Okay. All right, let's go to Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor, a singles match for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I think everything makes all signs point to cash in here because it's going to lead to dissension. And so Balor, I think, beats him up, but somehow loses like a quick roll-up or through some sort of interference from the Judgment Day. It causes Balor to lose, but Rollins gets beat down, and then Damian Priest cashes in, which causes friction between Balor and Priest. And that's when they cause friction. They go their separate ways, and then the Judgment Day ends up bringing in J.D. McDonagh, whole other idea I have with that. Anyways, back to that. So I see Rollins retaining, or I think even better, I see Balor winning, but Priest cashing in on Balor. I think that is more intriguing to this whole situation right here, where the Judgment Day helps Balor win, but then Priest cashes in on Balor.
So you're going.
So another quick title, which that plays out the whole, like you had the 24-hour Universal title for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of plays that out too. It's another quick, short reign. So
you're saying Finn goes over?
I'm saying Balor, then
cash in
by Priest.
Okay, I say something similar, not exact. I did not think about the cash-in at all, to be honest with you. Because I think that if they do the cash-in, they're going to go with the women's. I think that personally is what I think is going to happen. I think that Rollins wins, but he wins by DQ because somehow the Judgment Day gets involved. He wins by DQ. They beat him down, and then you see maybe Owens and Zayn come out to try to make the save, and that keeps this feud moving on, and it still keeps Damian with that briefcase for just a little bit longer, because I don't know if they're going to get the reaction if it's cashed in Saturday that they will in a couple of weeks. I think they could still build that a little bit more. The dissension is what I mean, the dissension between Finn and Damian. I think it's too soon to do it. So I go Rollins via disqualification.
Do we still have the tag match between Owens and Sammy against Damian Priest and Dominic?
That I don't believe so.
Owens' injury.
Yeah, I think that got removed.
Okay.
What is his injury again? I don't remember.
I forget. I think it's an arm injury.
Okay. By the way, his new T-shirt's awful. If you've seen it, have you? I mean, it sounds like a dad joke. I mean, seriously. So, Rand, what do you think? Who goes over?
I think Seth keeps it, and Damian tries to help Finn. It backfires, and there's tension between those two. But Seth keeps it.
Okay. All right, that leads us to our last match. Cody Rhodes taking on the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar.
I remember a few years ago where Stone Cold and Bret Hart had a match where Bret made Stone Cold submit or pass out. I'm not sure that Brock and Cody, either one can lose a series at this point. I don't know that Brock can lose twice or Cody can lose twice. So maybe there's something like that, because we've seen Brock use submission holds on Cody and maybe the official stops it.
So you think Brock goes over?
Yeah. And I've got a really long shot theory.
Go ahead, what's that theory?
Bray Wyatt.
Comes back to help Brock win?
Don't know.
Okay. I mean, that's not too far out of the realm.
He's rumored.
What about Randy Orton? Because he's rumored as well to be coming back.
I think he'd be more involved with Riddle than he would this
match. Probably. You're right, if we're logically looking at it. Joey?
Dollar.
Top dollar?
So let's look at what you just said, because I feel that all signs point to Bray coming back at SummerSlam. I not just Bray, I think The Fiend. So is this the main event? Are they billing it as the main event?
They're billing it as one of the main events.
So
supposedly three.
If it's the main event,
mm-hmm.
Something happens. Maybe once somebody has somebody in that, your hold you're talking about, right? You think it goes red. Here comes a red. Fiend shows up and attacks one of them. I don't know, but who makes more sense to attack? Does it make more sense to attack Brock? Do we want to see a Bray-Brock feud, or do you want to see Bray-Cody? What makes more sense at this
point? I would rather Brock Bray, because here's why. We've spent all this time getting Cody to get up over the mountain of beating Lesnar for good. So I feel like it's too much. If he goes right from that feud right to Bray, like, it's too much. It's too much. How many times can you theoretically believe that he's going to beat that giant, beat that monster, and move on? He's going from one monster to another monster. No. It's got to be Brock.
There you go. And that's what I've been battling that, because all the signs point to Bray. I don't think it's a long shot. I think he comes back. And I see that they use the Fiend, and I think they need the Fiend as a face somewhat. So it makes sense to attack Brock, hit him, and then Cody's out. Cody doesn't know. Something happens to Cody, he gets knocked out.
Just real quickly, for those at home, Joey just did the whole Sister Abigail. That was the effects. That's okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It was very well
Sometimes
done, though.
I feel like I'm on video. That's just on my OnlyFans, but... So he hit. I think he hits that, but something happens where Cody was knocked out. Cody gets the win. Cody does the crossroads, gets the win, and I don't think it realizes that happened till afterwards.
See, this theory of him coming back, him being the Fiend, has really shot to shit my theory. So, Joe, you're saying Cody Rhodes wins?
Yeah, okay. To start a Bray Wyatt-Brock Lesnar feud.
Okay, I also have Cody Rhodes winning, but I have none of the outside doings of the Fiend or anything. I just felt like it was going to be a match that, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but we've seen a million times with Dusty. It's going to be the same type of pattern where he struggles from underneath the whole match, then he starts making the comeback, and then out of nowhere, he's cut off, but again, somehow quickly he gets the reversal and gets the pin.
We're going to see a whole lot of plunder. Probably see some plunder in the match.
If you will.
Right. So, I think that probably makes a lot more sense. The Fiend returns. And why wouldn't you want to see Godzilla versus King Kong? Brock versus Bray?
100%.
Yeah.
And I think you could carry that feud all the way to Rumble.
Yeah.
And you want that to be the closer show, in case there's some special effects.
Yes.
Maybe dropping red blood in the ring or whatever. That's the best color of blood, by the way.
Yeah. Although
it's fresh.
Although there are non-biological pilots of a UFO, they might have green blood.
They may. Or hopefully they don't drop the blue bloods, because that would not be very good.
Well, Stephen Regal and Bobby Eaton.
And Dave Bobby Eaton would probably just fall apart at this point. I don't think theirs is just kind of like a bag of bones. They exhume Bobby Eaton's body and drop him from the ceiling.
Okay, Rand, I should have went with the Blue Bloods joke for Tom Selleck. Probably, huh?
They drop his mustache from the ceiling.
You can do that in post, Evan. This is just practice, right?
Yes,
this is the rehearsal?
This is the rehearsal. We haven't started recording yet. No. Mm-mm. All right, well, gentlemen, with that being said, Rand, you got some quick facts you want to drop about random facts about
this.
We
love the
Do
random.
Do you realize this is the birthplace of the TLC match?
No.
Commissioner Foley, in 2000, had three tag teams that were back and forth. Put them in a TLC match.
So the Malkies?
The Russian Assassins.
Okay. And the Orient Express.
In 1992, it was shown on the USA Network 2 days after the pay-per-view.
I remember that. And I think they did that with other big events, too, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure the first Royal Rumble was on USA Network.
It was. But, I mean, I thought that they showed other pay-per-views, but they cut them down to, like...
You know what else was on USA Network?
Silk Stockings.
That was. Billy Joe Bob Briggs or something? Was he on there?
He was.
What was the blonde's name that was on there that did the movie stuff?
Shear. Rhonda Shear.
Rhonda Shear.
Yeah.
And the Cartoon Express. USA Network.
That was Up All Night.
Dick Dastardly.
I think that is Up All Night with Rhonda Shear.
All Night. Yeah, be up all night.
There have been 14 times the Intercontinental title has changed.
Okay.
There have been 2 Money in the Bank cash-ins.
Ooh.
That's a solid fact, right?
Del Rio over CM Punk.
That was one of the cash-ins?
Actually, Del Rio opened the pay-per-view by beating winning a match and then cashing in later. He beat Cena and cashed in on Punk.
Wow.
Orton.
That's a good night for ADR.
Yeah.
Orton.
Then he went home to beat a woman, I think.
Allegedly.
Sorry.
Orton cashed in on Daniel Bryan.
Oh.
There's only been two times the U.S. title has changed. Seth over Cena.
And Wyndham over Luger. Now.
I may get censored for this, but Chris Benoit defeated Orlando Jones.
Wait, Orlando Jordan.
No, Orlando Jordan. Jones from Mad TV.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Make 7-Up yours.
Yes, yes, yes.
John Cena's lost the most matches. He's lost 11 times. Cena had 14 years in a row where he was on the card.
Oh, man.
And The Undertaker had the most matches, 15 matches, of which he won 9.
Didn't he fight himself at SummerSlam?
Allegedly, that was his cousin, Brian Lee.
Brian Lee, correct, yes.
Bulldozer.
Do you remember who was...
Leslie Nielsen.
Exactly. Was investigating what was going on.
The first main event ever at SummerSlam was Savage and Hogan, the Mega Powers, against Andre, the Million Dollar Man.
Listen in your eyes, Hogan. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's all I got.
Okay. With that, then, DJ Joy Blaze, can you tell the folks where they can follow you online?
You can find me under the handle Remix Collectibles on the Whatnot app. If you would like some online collectibles, Funko, we have over 800 Funko Pops in our stream currently. If you would like action figures, we sell wrestling figures. We are currently featuring the Andre the Giant Chase figure.
Mm-hmm.
And a host of other things. And, of course, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Joey Blaze.
That should be easy.
It should be very easy. Yeah. Ram?
Well, I'm in the Golden Ghetto, but on Twitter, it's @RandDittmar. How simple is that?
You can also find Rand on Donald Trump's defense team.
That is not accurate at all. No.
I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on the internet.
I played with one on OnlyFans. So.
Okay, with that, gentlemen, next week we'll reconvene. We'll see what predictions we got correct. We'll see if The Fiend shows up and causes havoc with Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes and all those other great predictions. So with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
Yeah!
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Ringside Rand, DJ Joy Blaze, and yours truly, talking about the premier live event, the pay-per-view, whatever you want to call it, SummerSlam. And hopefully we got some predictions correct, but we'll wait and see next week when we review the pay-per-view. We'll see if we got some right or wrong. But nonetheless, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if maybe you want to discuss some of these predictions or selections that we've made. Well, first off, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just search for @PVDcast. And yes, I am even on Threads, though I'm not really very active on it right now. But again, you can just search for @PVDcast for that. And if you want, you could be old school and you can shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know where they can find this great podcast. Well, there's a bunch of different avenues for that. First of all, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly, where you can get every week's episode right there. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets, you know, like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, Deezer, etc., etc. Just go to your favorite podcasting app, put into the search bar PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And don't forget, I tell you all the time, but that's how important it is. If you check out the PVDcast through one of those apps, please go ahead, rate and review, and don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. You can also, if you want an easier way to listen to the PVDcast, you can go over to the Facebook page, and on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do like a little Facebook broadcast. So that's an easy way to hear the episode. Or if you're one of those folks that love internet radio, one of the hottest internet radio stations out of British Columbia, CROC Radio, Croc Radio has the PVDcast on their rotation as well. So there you go. Four easy ways to check out what I got to say on the PVDcast. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2023.